These are written, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that, believing, you may have life in His name. Words of the Apostle John, most worthy for our thoughts today, from the International Gospel Hour. Stay with us.
On Jordan's stormy banks I stand.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. For 90 years, Churches of Christ have proclaimed God's Word through International Gospel Hour. You are about to listen to another Bible-based lesson with Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, starting now.
With me, I am bound for the promised land.
Well, greetings, everyone. Thank you for being with us today on the International Gospel Hour. We appreciate our Jay Webb and his kind introductions and words, and you'll hear from Jay throughout our broadcast. As a matter of fact, we've got our very popular free booklet coming up that we love to mail out, as well as an online study of the Bible. The International Gospel Hour, well, you can find our website at internationalgospelhour.com, and let me mention quickly, we are found at a number of podcast platforms. If you look up on your favorite podcast platform, simply International Gospel Hour, you can find our broadcasts there. But listen to us from where you're listening to us right here. As a matter of fact, our toll-free number, 855-444-6988. Pause, give us a call when you can, and let us know where you're listening to our broadcast. We love to hear from our listeners. It helps us in determining where to air our broadcast, and we appreciate you tuning in. From John 20, verses 30 and 31, mentioned as we began our program, let's go back to that text. When the Bible says, "And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name." Notice, these are written. Friends, when I look at that phrase, "these are written," then I wonder, what is written? And when I spend time just in that immediate context of the entire chapter of John 20, oh, there is so much written that we may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And today, we're going to back up into John chapter 20 to the first verse, and we're going to look at some individuals that will help you and I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. But before we do that, I'm going to pause, defer to our Jay Webb. He's going to tell you about a free booklet that we love to share here at International Gospel Hour. And if you haven't received it, you can today. Here is our Jay Webb.
Our popular free booklet, "Something is Wrong, but the Bible is Right," is available once again. There is just too much confusion in the religious world, and this brief, concise study reminds us that the Bible is always right. Call us toll-free at 855-444-6988 and leave your name and address and just say, "Bible Tract." That's it. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type "Bible Tract" in the message box. You'll receive it very soon from your friends at International Gospel Hour.
These are written. Let's go back to John 20 and the first 10 verses. "Now the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said to them, 'They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him.' Peter therefore went out, and the other disciple, and were going to the tomb. So they both ran together, and the other disciple outran Peter and came to the tomb first. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen cloths lying there, yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb, and he saw the linen cloths lying there, and the handkerchief that had been around his head, not lying with the linen clothes, or the linen cloths, rather, but folded together in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who came to the tomb first, went in also, and he saw and believed. For as of yet they did not know the Scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own homes. Friends, when we take a look at this text, I find, if you will, a lot of running. These are written. Let's look at the running souls. You know, it says in verse 2 that Mary Magdalene ran. We learn from Matthew 28 and verse 8 there was another Mary with her, and she ran. Salome was with them. She fled quickly, according to Mark 15:8. We find where Peter ran to the tomb, verses 3 and 4. The other disciple, that being John, ran as well, verses 3 and 4. Friends, when we look at the gospel accounts, there's a lot of running to and from this tomb. I mean, after all, you go to the tomb and expect one to be buried. But when they went to the tomb was empty. You know, when we think about running and running from the empty tomb, I think about running the race of life. Let's draw some lessons here today. You know, in Hebrews 12 and verse 1, the Hebrew writer said, "Seeing we are compassed or circled about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and run with patience the race that is set before us." And then into verse 2, looking unto Jesus. Friends, every day we run the race of life. Are we running that race properly? You know, in running the race of life, there are moments of uncertainty. In verse 2, Mary ran because she said, "They've taken away the Lord and we don't know where he is." She was uncertain where he was. Even Peter and John did not know the Scriptures that he must rise again from the dead. You know, that's interesting to me, verse 9, that they did not know the Scriptures that he must rise again from the dead. But on a number of occasions, did not Jesus instruct of his death and resurrection the third day? Well, he did. In Matthew 17, 22 and 23, their response was sorrow. In Luke 18 and verse 34, as well as Mark 10, verses 32 through 34, they did not understand and they were afraid to ask what he meant. However, they would understand, for in Luke 24, 44 through 49, Jesus declared unto them the Scriptures that he died, he was buried, he was resurrected, and they would preach that message, the gospel account. You see, they would understand. Friends, when there is uncertainty when we're running the race of life, maybe we need to turn and listen to the Lord and get something certain to help us deal with the uncertainties. I submit to you there are what's called another gospel. Those things make us uncertain. You know, in Galatians 1, verses 6 through 9, Paul told the churches of Galatia, those Christians, I am amazed that you have so soon removed yourself from the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another. He even said that anybody that would bring forth another gospel would be accursed or cut off. Friends, we need to be careful what is being taught in the religious world. Vain teachings Jesus warned us about. In Matthew 15, verses 8 and 9, he said, "In vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." So many times we want to follow the commands of men. There are beliefs that take away our Lord and will create uncertainties in our minds and hearts. Never let other man-made, denominational-driven teachings take our Lord, nor take us from him. A lot of times I'm graciously or trying to graciously bring forth the beauty of God's Word and talk about something only for someone to turn to another friend or a family member and take their thoughts over God's commands, may it not be. Friends, those are things that make us uncertain. Today there are people who will say, I don't know what to believe because so many things are out there. We need to point people back unto the Lord. Also, friends, what about running the race of life and renewing our belief? It is said John believed in verse 8, but had not John already believed? But when he saw the empty tomb and the things in place, it renewed his belief. Friends, when we run the race of life, when we are uncertain, we can renew our belief in God and we can trust in God. And if we're not running the race of faith, then we need to begin running our race, and that journey begins with obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm going to pause here for a moment and defer you back to our J. Webb, who has a great online study of the Bible. Dear friends, maybe you're a running soul that's looking for answers. Let's see if we can help you. And here is our J. Webb.
How about an online study of the Bible? That's right. The World Bible School has a free online Bible study available. Just go to worldbibleschool.org and register. A study helper will assist you in answering questions and provide feedback for your lessons. That's the free online study at worldbibleschool.org. Sign up today. Tell them the International Gospel Hour sent you.
And friends, if you do not have internet access, we can send you a Bible study by mail. Yes, we can. If you'll contact us at 855-444-6988 and leave your name and address and just say home study, we will mail it to you. We'll be glad to. We want to help all of us as running souls in this life to not have uncertainties, to know the true gospel of Christ, and to obey therein. Let us help you in that journey, and let's continue our studies together at another time. Thanks for joining me on the International Gospel Hour. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we...
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. To God goes all the glory, and we hope that our study today will draw you closer to His Word to walk in His way. To listen to it again or our other broadcasts, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com.
God be with you.